Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
RBA, it is Monday afternoon. Washington, D.C. is safer than it has been in years. Nope. Let me rephrase that. Washington, D.C. is safer than it has been in decades. Yeah, that's better. Thank you, President Trump. A full week in the District of Columbia without a murder. Do you know that Democrats are protesting against that? Here's what I'm trying to figure out. Are you upset that there have not been murders? You're upset that criminals are not committing crimes at the moment in the way that they did prior to President Trump making the District of Columbia safer? You want, if I understand this correctly, now please work with me here. You want criminals to not be so afraid of being arrested for committing crimes, and you want them to get back to their regularly scheduled criminal behavior. I don't know how to say this in a nice way, and I would hope you don't take it in the wrong way, but the hell is wrong with you?
Come on, man.
Seriously, are you that daft? Are you bat crap crazy? Are you stupid? Are you stupid and bat crap crazy?
They
good
don't
Lord,
know what
that's
the
a
f-
dangerous
doing.
Combination. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to speak over the president, but yeah. What was that, President Trump?
They don't know what the f- they're doing.
Well, yeah, you're right. Who in their right mind stands up and says, what's happened to all the criminals? Man, you know, these guys, and maybe they're determined to commit murders, and now they can't even go out and commit a murder. Freaking Trump. Flipping Trump. You know the other versions on that, but really? Well, how are they going to feed their families if they're not able to? Really? Good Lord. Wow. I honest to goodness, I don't even know what to say. Oh, it's not going to stop me from saying stuff. I mean, I am a professional talk radio guy, I know, so I will certainly say stuff, but I'm just trying to figure out what you say. Maybe they're upset because the police don't have as much to do. Is that what it is? Are they now all of a sudden demonstrating some concern for the cops? No, it's probably motivated in the other direction. You know, we're overpaying for these cops. Look, there's no crime in the last week. There hasn't been a murder. Why are we still paying those homicide detectives? We should just hire a whole slew of social workers and let them go out and work socially. You know, I mean, come on. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. President Trump now saying, hey, it's kind of worked pretty well in the District of Columbia for the last week or so. We're thinking about rolling out this program. A few other cities that are going to be on our list. Chicago is one of them. Baltimore is one of them. And what are we hearing? The Democrat leaders in Baltimore and in Chicago are outraged to think that there could be help coming for their law enforcement. Because, again, it's really going to have a negative impact on criminals. And the way this is shaping up, unless I'm reading it wrong, and, well, I'm not, they're just concerned with criminals. If that's all you've got left, if that's your one core constituency, you know, far be it for me, because I don't want to help your team, because I don't like your team, but even I can sit over here on the sidelines and say, well, maybe you want to kind of sort of reevaluate some of the things that are important to you. It's just craziness. Absolute craziness. All right, we will talk about that. Let me remind you about the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. President Trump eliminating no cash bail in the District of Columbia. Again, a major blow to criminals. And Democrats are upset. How dare he pick on the criminal? How are these criminals going to get back out on the street to continue committing crimes if all of a sudden now they got to post money for bail? Did you see the picture of that, Moron Zamdani or Zamdamdamorani? I don't know, whoever the guy is who is probably probably going to be the mayor of New York City. Worst thing ever for the city of New York. Great thing for America, though. No, I'll tell you why. Well, you're right. Number one, I have no interest in moving to New York or visiting New York or doing any of those things. So, you know, not really my issue. But it will destroy the city of New York to such a great extent that conservatives around America are going to have a major talking point for upcoming elections. And President Trump and other conservative leaders are going to be able to say, really? Take a look at New York. You want to do that to the whole country? That's what happens when you vote for radical leftists like Abigail Spanberger, Ghazala Hashmi, Jay Jones. Oh, Jay Jones had a big meeting, apparently, with Planned Parenthood. Now, he's not man enough to stand up and have a debate with our Attorney General, Jason Miaras. He doesn't answer any invitations to appear, well, anywhere. But he did take time out of his oh-so-busy schedule. I don't know what it is that he does. I'm sure he's busy, though. He's probably counting all the money, small unmarked bills that have been rolling in from his fellow leftists around America. He's another one, not getting any support in Virginia financially. Abigail Spanberger's campaign, bankrolled by millionaires and billionaires. Aren't they evil? Millionaires and billionaires from California and New York. Aw. Yeah. Yep. Just think about it. Just think about it. But I digress. Yeah, so Jay Jones was out there, and what is he saying? Well, I'm going to be on guard for reproductive rights. Why don't you people just say what it really is? Now, if infanticide is just too ugly a word for you because it's, you know, truthful, okay. Well, they just go with the tried and true. Abortion. That's all. Just say abortion. Just say it. Be honest about it. Don't hide behind all of these other goofy labels. Say what you mean. Mean what you say. I can't tell you that I'm going to be on your side, but I would have a small dollop more of admiration for you if you would just be honest about it. Just say it. How could it hurt you? Right? Being honest. President Trump also says he wants to take some action to ban the burning of the American flag. That's something we're going to have to kick around. Here's why I'm torn on that, and you're going to, I know, some people are going to hate me for it, but have you ever seen the way that an American flag is properly retired? A worn American flag. It's an amazing ceremony, number one. I've been to, gosh, I think I've only seen it two or three times in my life. It will generate tears. It's just simple as that. You're going to be very, very emotional. But it involves cutting the flag and burning it. Now, the burning of the flag in that situation is almost like a cremation for a human being. It's done with reverence. It's done with admiration. It's done with love. But those are thoughts, right? And in America, do we punish people for having one thought over another? It's usually about the action, correct? So if on the one hand we're going to say the appropriate way to deal with a flag which is past the point where it can be flown properly, is to have this beautiful ceremony that in the end involves burning that American flag. Can we then say it's against the law for some jackass to take a piece of cloth, right? Because that's how they see it. They don't see it as a flag. They don't see it as representative of anything. And I'm just trying to make this into a legal discussion, if you will. Take my emotion out of it. But can you say that this person's actions involving, quote, a piece of cloth, to wit, an American flag, and they burn it, and they're saying terrible things while they burn it, is that actually different than someone who is saying beautiful, reverential things about the flag as they perform the same act, burning the flag? I don't know. I mean, I as you know, I am not a practitioner of the dark arts. I am not an attorney. I don't mind attorneys. Believe me, when you need an attorney, you need an attorney. But goodness gracious, I'm not sure exactly how that one's going to end. But you and I are going to talk about it. Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, is going to be with us at 3:35. Hey, I always love chatting with Jimmy G. You know that. Why? Because he's brilliant and he's a cool dude. And, you know, under any other circumstances, I don't think he'd give me the time of day. No, Jimmy G is too cool for me. But hey, I got a little show, so you know. But I want to talk with him a little bit about the, Ghislaine Maxwell. How do you pronounce Ghislaine? To me, it's Ghislaine, but it's Ghislaine. Well, I don't know. She's got an inmate number now for the next 20 years, so number 7. She had a meeting with the feds. You got the raid on John Bolton's house, and you've got President Trump saying no more cash bail. We're going to get Jimmy G's perspective on all of that. Galliano, great guy. All kidding aside, just one of the best human beings I know. He'll be with us at 3:35. Carl Carlson's going to be rolling in around 4:35. I don't know if I'm due to open a statement from Fidelity anytime soon, but Carl, let me know if I should have champagne or, you know, a big glass of whiskey when I open it, because one might be a celebration and one might be sad. I don't know. And all sorts of great stuff. Yeah, great stuff, I'm telling you. It is 316. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. It's glorious, I'm telling you. Next couple of nights are going to be great. Open up the windows, opening up the doors, overnight lows in the 50s, 58, 59. Oh, perfect sort of sleeping weather. I did one of those turn and burn things over the weekend. I had to drive up to my mother-in-law's house. Yeah, I know. But Heidi and Julie are going to be up there for a week. I don't know exactly what crime they committed, but they're going to be up there for a week. I got sprung really fast. I got up there, delivered them, and then got the first plane out the next morning, and here I is. But we stopped at the James Gandolfini rest stop on the Garden State Parkway, which actually was kind of pretty cool. I mean, I love James Gandolfini, and I love The Sopranos, and it was just kind of weird, but I'm telling you, it's got an order to it. Get in, hit the head, grab your donkeys, get back on the road, bada-bing, bada-boom. So I did post a photo or two of that. Taking a look at our James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, Reince Priebus once said the Democrats believe getting mugged in D.C. is part of its charm. I guess so, right? How else can you be upset that the community is safer?
I don't like all this law enforcement, man. Not nearly enough criminals doing, you know, criminal stuff. We need more crime.
You know, I'm good. Now, of course, I live in Hanover. So, thanks to the Hanover County Sheriff's Office, we're pretty safe, solid community here. So I'm very happy not being subject to a lot of crime. But yeah, 757 says, Jeff, why is it that the same Democrats that voted no on the elimination of the car tax are criticizing Winston Sears about grocery taxes? Well, because they're Virginia Democrats. Need I say more? Probably not. Let's see here. Nancy down in Chesterfield says, hey, Jeff, this is off what it is that you're discussing this afternoon, but because of you, I hired A-plus roofing to replace my roof. They did a great job. Alex showed up, talked me through the process. Very happy with their work. Thank you for having A-Plus Roofing as a sponsor, Nancy in Chesterfield. Well, thank you, Nancy, for trusting me. You know, when I refer people to businesses, to advertisers, to clients, it's because I use them. It's because I believe in them. And I will let you know that if there comes a point where I decide that somebody is no longer doing a good job, I will no longer talk about them. No, seriously, that's the God's honest truth. So, just so you know. Dan in Midlothian says, hey, Jeff, now technically when a flag is cut into four fields during the retirement ceremony, it's no longer a flag when it's burned. All right, well, no, I'll give you that, but you understand what I'm saying. It's we're living in a day and age, I hate to say it, where facts like that don't even matter. Isn't that awful? Isn't that awful? Yeah. It's just so twisted, but you know what I'm saying. And when it gets into the courts, they're going to say, well, his action burning the flag is no different than that guy's action burning the flag. And there you have it. 3:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday, and it's lovely. I don't know any other way to describe it, man. The weather is fantastic. This evening, in fact, all of the evenings this week are looking like open the window, open the doors, overnight lows in the 50s. Yeah, I will absolutely take that. Lots of stuff that we're dealing with, clearly, including the fact the District of Columbia has not had a murder in the last 7 days. Come on, D.C., what are you waiting for? I mean, really, you're losing your rep on this one. God. Here you used to lead the nation in murders. Now President Trump comes in, beeps up law enforcement. Next thing you know, stinking criminals have nothing to do. Yeah, well, I'm good with that. What about Jimmy Galliano? Because President Trump says, in addition to all that, we're going to get rid of no cash bail. As Jimmy has told us through the years, that's kind of the thing that's broken New York State. Jimmy Galliano, of course, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, also grandfather to some of the absolute cutest human beings that God has ever created, and a guy who very soon will, be doing the hippie shake. Jimmy, thank you for being here.
Jeffrey, I was standing by this morning. I thought the wonderful Jeremy might have reached out to me and said that he needed me to fill in for you today because I was laying odds you were not going to survive an overnight with the mother-in-law. And the fact that you made it up there and actually stayed over before turning and burning, my friend, my hat is off to you. You should write a book about how best to navigate these things.
Well, thank you, sir. It was as always, quite an, I almost said ordeal, adventure. It was quite an adventure, sir. Yeah, I am back. Isn't that cool? It's good stuff. It was nice to pass within, well, I don't know, 100 miles of you anyway.
It was, and I waved at you. I heard you made a stop at some of the more famous rest areas named after dignitaries and luminaries of New York and New Jersey.
That's right.
And I hope you got your Dunkin' fix and grabbed a Nathan's hot dog and did all the stuff that that people that are traveling do on 95.
Absolutely, yeah. It was great. By the way, I am of the opinion. Now, this has nothing to do with any of the major issues of the day, but I continue to have nothing but contempt and hatred for the entire state of Connecticut, because as soon as you enter Connecticut, they should just have the sign. Instead of saying, they kind of lead you on, like there's a delay until this exit or that exit. Just say, the whole freaking state is slow. You should have gone, like, up to Vermont and made a right.
Any state that's nicknamed is the Nutmeg State. Yep. That should just tell you everything you need to know, Jeff, right there.
Exactly. All right. Now that we've got all that out of our system, what's going on in D.C. with all of these criminals just, like, not having anything to do, Jimmy?
Yeah, it's, Dr. Krauthammer, who, you know, may he rest in peace, who is such an erudite and a wonderful conservative voice for so many years, and he's the one that coined the phrase Bush derangement syndrome, and that was for Bush 43, and for, you know, anything that he did, you know, the apoplexy and the people that would lose their minds over it, especially on the left and the progressive left.
Yep.
And that, you know, has become translated on down the road, and now we have, you know, TDS, Trump derangement syndrome. In New York State, Jeff, just as recently as a few months ago, our esteemed governor, Kathy Hochul, called up the National Guard to come patrol the subways in New York City. And why was that? Well, it's the deterrent effect or the prophylactic effect where you do this show of force, which mm-hmm. basically tells the people that might be so inclined to commit a crime, hey, this may not be the place to do it. And that's what we're witnessing unfold in real time in D.C. in this quote-unquote not so new experiment. And again, would you see all the hue and cry, Jeff, if it was being done by anyone else other than Donald Trump? And the answer is an unequivocal no.
Exactly. Exactly. So the no cash bail, this is a big thing for D.C. And we pay attention when you talk, Jimmy. Make no mistake about it. You've talked about the problem that no cash bail has created in New York State. What's your take on the president saying, yeah, we're going to get rid of this in the district?
Well, you know, and I know your listeners are read in on this, but I mean, just for a little bit of backstory on it, you know, most people that in most jurisdictions, when you are arrested for a crime, a significant crime, I'm not talking about, you know, you got a parking ticket or, you know, you were disorderly one night, something major, a serious misdemeanor and, of course, a felony. Generally speaking, there's a requirement for you to put up a bond, to post a bond, which basically says if you do not come back and reappear for your next court appearance, your next appointment before the court, you will lose this bond. And, you know, you got to get people to help you out by, you know, putting up a mortgage on their house or putting up cash. And it just makes it difficult for somebody to, you know, disappear and not show back up in court. That's the purpose of it. Now, I understand the argument, the counterargument always is, well, but it disproportionately impacts the poor. And yes, I understand that. But when it comes to violent crime and it comes to some of the scourge that we've seen in some of these, for lack of a better term, they're blue cities. They're cities that are run by Democrats.
Yep.
And we have just accepted a certain tolerable level of crime. It's a permissive criminal environment, if you will. Well, let's use New York State, my beloved Empire of New York.
Yeah.
In 2019, when the Democrats took over the governor's house, the assembly, and the Senate, so they had not just one-party rule, but they had supermajority rules because New York, and it's funny, Jeff, as we talk about gerrymandering, New York has, you know, essentially gerrymandered themselves into having far more representation by Democrats in Congress than are representative of registered voters, meaning there's far more Republicans here. There's just not as much representation. Well, in Albany, that's what happened. And
yep.
they came up with this great idea that you could commit some heinous crime and they would tie the judge's hands and not allow the judge to require the posting of cash bail. And Jeff, it has just led to the R word, the dreaded R word, recidivism, where it is literally like a turnstile of people committing a crime, whether it's petty theft, shoplifting, disorderly conduct, assault, all kinds of things, drunk driving, and essentially you're just let out with like a desk appearance ticket. And Jeff,
right.
it has just led to a rather major uptick in crime. And that's what the president, I think, is doing. He's doing it in D.C., and that's a pretty masterful stroke because in D.C., obviously, it's controlled by the federal government. It's not a particular – it's not a state where they have different laws and different rules and regulations when it comes to executing the laws.
Right.
So, Jeff, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. I'm sure that if he extends it beyond D.C., the ACLU and all the progressive litigants out there will come forward and try to stop it. And places like New York State will fight tooth and nail to make sure it doesn't happen. Mm. But, Jeff, it would be a welcome breath, a sigh of relief for many of us that are just sick and tired of seeing the criminality proliferate in big cities.
No doubt about it. Jimmy Galliano joining us. Jimmy, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. Jimmy, I watched the the weightlifting competition the other day. Eric Adams, 66 years of age, and perhaps an issue or two throughout his life. But, man, he was pumping iron. And the guy who I think is going to be your mayor in New York City, that moron Zamdami or whatever the hell his name is, he needed help to lift 133 pounds. I mean, that isn't that the essence of his socialist agenda anyway? I'll tell you I can do it, but somebody else actually has to do the heavy lifting?
Jeff, I mean, you know, I was going to say, if you were a betting man, I mean, I believe that Zoran Mamdani is going to be the next mayor of the city of New York. And for a great city to be led by somebody who, you know, who recites things out of the, you know, the Karl Marx playbook and, yep. you know, goes beyond socialism, Jeff, where he talks about seizing the means of production, which is, you know, which is terminology in the Communist Manifesto of, you know, the state essentially taking over everything. And he's shiny, and he's a bauble right now. He's, you know, the young folks love him, and of course, you know, the voters in Manhattan, you know, the elites in Manhattan, they seem to love him. The progressives love him. And unfortunately, in a city of 8.4 million people, you've got a split vote coming up, because you've got Eric Adams, who, look, it's one of those things where, is he the greatest person to be running the city of New York? No, but it's the devil you know versus the devil you don't know.
Right.
He didn't even win his own party's nomination. That was Mamdani that won that. A no-name, somebody nobody had heard of around here. He was like a one-term assembly member up in Albany. Mm. And here he is poised to take out Eric Adams. You've got Governor former Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, who's thrown his hat into the ring. You've got Curtis Sliwa, the founder of the Guardian Angels, running on the Republican line. And unfortunately, I think what's going to happen is those three people are going to dilute the vote. They're going to split the vote. And I believe Mamdani wins this going away.
So are the egos so massive for those three that they can't sit in a room and say, look, two of us have to go away, and two of us will get really neat jobs in the administration of the next one. But come on, we got to save this city.
Just one word. Yes, their egos are considerable, and each one of them thinks that they are the only messiah that can right the ship and stop this from happening. And what's going to happen is they're going to bleed votes off from each other. And like I said, Mamdani is polling well ahead of Adams, well ahead of Cuomo. And unfortunately, in our lifetime, Jeff, I don't see a Republican winning the mayoral office in New York City anytime within the next decade or so. I think it's going to have to fall on hard times, and maybe that's what it's needed. I've read some conservative writers who have stated maybe this is exactly what we need, that this will help going into the, you know, November elections mm-hmm. for the midterms as well, because now we're going to have yet another example of somebody who espouses these democratic socialist values. Socialism has never worked anywhere in the world across, you know, all these decades and centuries, but we're going to try it one more time. And Jeff, this time it's going to work. And maybe this will just be a great test case where people can see it. I just hate to see that happen in what is truly the greatest city in the world, but I'm afraid that's what's on the horizon.
Yeah, I think you guys, well, not you, but the folks in New York City are destined for another Abraham Beam situation. The city is going to be so broken and either on the edge of bankruptcy or in bankruptcy itself, and they're going to be looking to the rest of the country. And quite frankly, no offense, but the rest of the country, if represented by me, is going to say no. Not interested. And I think New York City becomes the example for every conservative running for the next couple of years of the dangers of the left. Let me ask you about the sit down. There was a sit down, and I don't, honest to God, Jimmy, I don't know how to even pronounce this woman's name. It's spelled Ghislaine, and I hear people saying Ghislaine, whatever. Ms. Maxwell, who apparently was Jeffrey Epstein's bestest buddy, now a guest of the federal government for 20 years. What's going on there?
Well, so, you know, Ghislaine Maxwell, and I think the way they pronounce it, the S is silent, it's pronounced Ghislaine.
Okay.
She is a convicted felon, and make no doubt about it, and I know you're certainly not quibbling with this, some of the things that she was charged with and ultimately convicted on, Jeff, I mean, just despicable crimes, essentially trafficking young women,
yep,
teenagers, to be used by older men in Jeffrey Epstein's orbit. Just an incredible, just a disgusting, heinous set of crimes. Now, however,
yep,
having said that, I sat down across the table from plenty of people who had murdered people in cold blood, tortured people, extorted people, assaulted people, drained people's savings accounts and left them destitute, all kinds of awful, awful, awful people. You still have to talk to them. And in this instance, and I'll share this with you and your listeners, as a sign of full disclosure here, Todd Blanche, who is the deputy attorney general who sat down with Ms. Maxwell, is a personal friend of mine, worked together with him when he was one of the chiefs in the Southern District of New York in the Department of Justice back in 2010, 11, and 12 timeframe.
Okay.
I know Todd very well. Yes, he was President Trump's, personal attorney during the case that Letitia James brought. The crazy 34 felony count,
yeah,
case that they brought that was basically, it's going to be just, it was laughed out of court, but
yep,
it's, because you had a judge that was hell-bent on seeing Trump, brought to some type of account, it's still kind of winding its way through the process. It'll probably be ultimately overturned. But long story short, Todd was then selected to be the number two at the Department of Justice underneath Pam Bondi, who's the attorney general. And he's a good man. And he did go to speak with Ghislaine Maxwell. And there was a lot of hue and cry about that. Why is the Department of Justice meeting with him? And why would a prosecutor and especially a deputy attorney general be meeting with someone like this? Well, I understand the perception of that, but I also know that it was done by the book. Todd was there with other attorneys as well as with the FBI, because prosecutors don't typically sit down with defendants or with somebody who's been convicted in some type of scenario where this could be construed to be a proffer, meaning what else do you have? What didn't come out in the trial? And how can you help us get anybody else that was caught up in this? Now,
yeah. The
cynic can look at this, Jeff, and go, well, sure, because she's playing to an audience of one. And we know who the audience is. It's the president. And if she comes out and does what she did and says, I never saw the president at any point in time. I never saw him involved in anything tawdry, unseemly, or illegal while he was, while he was around myself or Mr. Epstein. I was not aware of that. She said the same thing about Bill Clinton. Did not see anything rose to those levels. So, what comes of this? Was this a ploy or a play on her part to play the government and try to get the president's attention and hope for a commutation or, God forbid, a pardon? Possible. But was it also an opportunity? This whole thing about the Epstein files, Jeff, we have talked about it exhaustively. I think it's become this huge albatross hung around the Republicans' neck because everyone thinks that there's this black book and there's names and dates and times, and that never, ever existed. And I think that's part of what Mr. Blanche was attempting to do here, was trying to see if he could squeeze any more information out. And he released the entire recordings and transcripts of those conversations. So wanted to make sure it wasn't, well, behind closed doors, you said this and you're acting,
in
a capacity to protect the president. So that's kind of where that sits now. She's been moved to a lower security prison. I know that rubs a lot of people the wrong, Jeff. I'm not happy with it either, but I'm also not privy to the conversations the government is having with her and her attorneys. And what else could be, on the horizon coming up that she might be able to provide information on?
Fair enough. Hey, Jimmy, I want to give you about 30 seconds. It's not fair to you, but that's what I've got here. Can you remind everybody about the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund?
Sure, Jeff. And it's a wonderful organization started by Attorney General Ed Meese, who's still on our board of directors. And it's an organization that helps out providing financial aid to families of police officers, law enforcement officers that have been unjustly accused of crimes. Your listeners can go to our website. It's policedefense.org. That's policedefense.org. Take a look at some of these cases. They will really make your blood boil about in some areas of the country where progressive prosecutors have chosen to indict law enforcement officers for doing their job by being the thin blue line and keeping us all safe. And Jeff, thanks for always supporting the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. Truly appreciate it.
You got it. All right, heal up, brother. We will talk soon. That is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. By the way, Jimmy's got a brand new hip. Seriously, and I know how that goes. I got a, you know, got a new hip a couple of years ago. I'm at the point now, I did share this with Jimmy. Honest to God, some days I don't even remember which hip was replaced. It's good stuff. 352, Jeff Katz, News Radio, 355, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. What do you think? Maybe we'll, next time I have to go away, I'll ask Jimmy G if he wants to do the show for the day. Oh, that'd be great. Jimmy would have great fun. He really will. Well, I think the world of Jimmy. I got to try and see. Germ, we got to reach out. Just FYI, I'm going to need you to do me a solid, as nobody says anymore. Reach out to the squirrels, who are guys over there, Blaine and Parney and the gang. I got to get some sort of Our Braves thing for Jimmy. A shirt, a hat. It doesn't matter what it is. But, you know, Jimmy is a diehard Atlanta Braves fan. And that being said, he actually loved the Our Braves. So you got to do me that favor. I'm telling you, it's like a direct order. If in fact there were a hierarchy, or what was the phrase that absolutely puzzled and befuddled the chief of police in Washington, D.C.? Oh, yeah. Chain of command. What's that? Talk about inspiring. Hey, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., my friend Rich Herrera will be here hosting Richmond's Morning News. I expect you to be listening, as I will. 358, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Monday afternoon. Want to remind you, we've got Bill O'Reilly joining us. Not next week, I think it's the week after. It's been a while since O'Reilly was here, which means that he's written how many books? 10, 12? No. Actually, just one. I was a little surprised by that. But we'll get Bill O'Reilly back with us again about a little more than a week. Next week, believe it or not, Labor Day. Can you believe this is the last official week of, quote, summer? Neighborhood pools are going to close around Labor Day. The swim clubs are going to close down. It's going to be interesting for some people, like Rich Herrera in the morning. You know, Rich hosts Richmond's Morning News. And Rich is new to, well, I keep saying new, but I mean, he's been here a while, right? 8-9 months, something like that. Doing a great job. I'm not saying that, but relatively new. I mean, I've been here, what, almost 14 years at this point. So, you know, he's kind of a newbie, but I wonder what his take is going to be when he looks around and sees the neighborhood swimming pools, the swim clubs, and the rest of it closing down around Labor Day. And it's still going to be 90 degrees. I mean, it makes no sense, I know, but is what it is. So you should be on the lookout for that. I'll bet you he'll be scratching his head trying to figure that one out. Did anybody notice that some of the, in addition to the leftists in the political ranks, I mean, the legacy news media people are just scratching their heads. They just don't get why you and I are not more upset that crime is being addressed. Good Lord, man. It just is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is weird. The leftists are all upset. Donald Trump that said that Chicago was like a war zone. You know who else says that? People who live in Chicago. They're upset that Donald Trump, President Trump, wants to make Chicago more livable. You know who says that? People who don't live in Chicago. I mean, really? And this, what's the name? Abrel Garcia, who's now going to go to Uganda. Bye. See you later, dude. You should have stayed down there in El Salvador, I guess. And he's still surrounded by these bottom feeding slugs who want you to believe that he's the Maryland father of the year.
Well, they're going to be breaking up his family.
Well, then let his family go with him. That would be my solution. Now, of course, I go back through the police reports, and it would seem that his wife is perhaps not going to be all that upset about him leaving, because she had, in fact, called the police in the past to say that he had a few issues. You know, a few issues. And Uganda has set up a situation where it's like, hey, we'll take the people you want to deport if their home countries don't want to take them. Because there's going to be money involved. It's not like Uganda, the leaders of Uganda, are doing it out of the goodness of their heart. They're doing it out of the emptiness of their pockets. And so they're going to be paid by us to take some of these folks off our hands. Otherwise, I mean, if Kilmar Abrega Garcia is not happy with his deportation to Uganda, then I suppose you can stay in the country, except you're going to be in the custody of the federal government. So which would you rather? I don't know. His wife, 804, says, Jeff, you know, his wife is going to be thrilled while he's in Uganda because she'll get to keep all that GoFundMe money. Oh, yeah, there's a boatload of money that these guilty white liberals have contributed to help Maryland's father of the year. Right? They think they're doing something. Mm-hmm. And from RVA hits us up, a reminder about the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, and says, good afternoon, Jeff. Certainly wish President Trump would send the National Guard to RVA to work on the violence. Hey, don't you think that Mayor, what's his name, Donnie Avuli's head would explode if, in fact, President Trump said, hey, Richmond's what, about 90 minutes down the road, 90 miles? Yeah, let's go clean up some of the stuff down there. Oh, poor little Dr. Donnie's head would spin around and around and around right there on his shoulders. It might be worth seeing, actually. Let me see what else coming in here. The James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, fake news NPR is hating on the Jews in Israel. Well, there's a shock for you. I thought NPR was going out of, I would say business, but of course they've never really been in business, right? I thought they were disappearing. Remember they made that promise or threat, like, depending on which side of the issue you are. Oh, you're going to lose federal funding. We won't be able to operate. I thought, good. Sell a few more of those fakakta tote bags that you're always pushing and pimping and hustling. I don't know that anybody's going to buy them, but, you know. But they're still around, apparently, and they're pushing out the ultra-left-wing crap. Hating on the Jews in Israel. Well, have them call me. I'll explain the facts of life to them. Be happy to do it. I have zero patience anymore. And I guess it has to do with the fact that I was in Israel. Maybe I've just changed a little. You know what? I'm not going to ask a question. I have changed more than a little bit after that trip. That's true. It's absolutely true. I just have zero patience for the useful idiots now. Who want to tell you about Palestine, as an example. And you say, okay, well, give me the dates, give me the borders, give me the leaders, show me some of the historical artifacts related. Nothing. Crickets. Not even crickets, because there's nothing there. Nothing. And they want to excuse all of the violence and the murder. Well, it's only since Israel's been around in 1948. Really? How much time do you have? Because I'll be more than happy to supply you with lists of violence perpetrated by Arabs and Muslims against Jews in an effort to slaughter all the Jews. There's nothing new under the sun, okay?
Well, Israel, these are colonizers. It's a colonial thing. Really?
The Jewish people have been on that land for more than 3,000 years. We are the OG over there. Simple as that.
What about proportional response?
I don't know. Were you guys upset when Hitler was defeated? The English, that Sir Keir Starmer, what a useful toady he's becoming. But you look at him, And you have to ask, well, I ask myself because Lord knows he won't answer, but what about Dresden, dude? You guys bombed the hell out of Germany and killed a lot of, quote, innocent Germans because you wanted to bring an end to the nonsense, to the ugliness, to the brutality of World War II. That's what Israel's doing. Yeah. Nanny Jan over in Tuckahoe, who's always good for a great text on the James Rivera text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, 2 weeks ago, I completed a form on the White House website where you can get a letter to President Trump. I reminded them that the city of Richmond is a sanctuary city. Yeah, okay. 804 has the line of the day. I wish I had a prize for you, 804. I don't. You'll have my eternal gratitude, though. He says the Israeli colonizers should go back to their homeland, which happens to be Israel. Absolutely spot on correct. You're right. Carl Carlson's going to be along at 435. We'll figure out how you can get a little bit closer to, quote, retirement. Remember, it could be an age. I know most of us start thinking of it that way. Well, I'm getting closer to 62 or 63 or 65. Or it can kind of be a financial state and a state of mind where you say, well, I'm, 49 and a half, but I don't actually have to go and do something I may or may not like because I have the money here. I am financially independent. That's the goal. That's my goal for my boys. If they can get to a point where they have enough that they can declare when they're, 40 years old, well, I don't have to go to a job anymore. Now, that's, I don't think I'll be around to see it when they're that age. I mean, I hope I am, but I got to be honest and be realistic about this stuff. But that being said, I'd like them to get to that point. And that's why as they are really at the very beginning of their professional life, or trying to undertake the beginning of their...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Professional life and finish up school and the rest of it. I want them to get to that point where they can just say, yeah, okay. I'm not going to be like my grandfathers who had to work till they were 70 or 72, and then they dropped dead weeks after they retired. No, not going to do it. Not going to do it. Anyway, so Carl, I know I brought the whole crowd down, didn't I? The whole room now has taken on a terrible, terrible sort of feel to it. But Carl Carlson will be along at 4:35. It is 4:14. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Did you get your lottery ticket yet? Oh, heck yeah, I bought Powerball. Listen, I hate the lecturing from people when it comes lottery time. You know, if you're going to start your conversation with, I don't need to know. That's what I know. If you're telling me that taking 10 bucks and buying like 5 Powerball tickets when it's worth $750 million is something I should not do, I don't need you in my life. Way too much negativity. Honest to goodness. Have you not bought them? You have to. I don't know how anybody says, oh, I can't be bothered. Well, okay, I can be bothered. I stopped today. I had to put some gas in the car, right? And then I popped into the convenience store and said, yeah, they give me like, 5 tickets or 10, whatever, 10, 20 bucks. I looked in my wallet. I had more money than that. I know that I have more money than that. Now, if you only have $10, you're right. You probably shouldn't go and buy the Powerball tickets. But if you have, $11, you should probably buy some Powerball tickets. I don't see what the downside. What is the downside?
Well, what if you don't win?
Well, then I still don't have $750 million. But I'm doing okay. You know, I get my updates from Carl Carlson. I trust Carl. What can I tell you? Every time I listen to something, Heidi says, "No, you're sure?" I said, "Well, yeah." I'm going to get my statements from Fidelity. It's not like I get them written out on the back of a napkin from Carl's barbecue joint. Right? Come from Fidelity. Here's what you have. Here's what you don't have. Here's what increased. Here's what decreased. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. And I know I got this whole annuity thing. Remember last time Carl was on? It was right before I went to Israel. And, we were talking about this annuity having to renew. I'm going to ask Carl about that and a few other things in just a moment. Don't go anywhere, okay? 424, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Monday. Yeah, tomorrow I should tell you that Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor, is going to be joining us. Boy, we got a lot to talk about in the legal realm, do we not? Lawfare. Honest to goodness, every time you turn around, there's another one of these ridiculous lawsuits filed in an effort to somehow kneecap President Trump. And God bless him, the man just keeps rolling along. I don't know that I'd be able to do that. You know, I'm a very delicate flower. People hurt my feelings, and then I have to go and weep in a corner. But we'll talk with Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor, tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., my friend Rich Herrera will be here hosting Richmond's Morning News. Good stuff there. And Carl Carlson, I got to tell you, I like hearing from Carl. Carl's a good dude. He's generally the bearer of very, very, very good news. But you just heard Charles Pyle talk about how some of the markets are down. So we'll figure out what's really going on. Carl, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Jeff. Good afternoon.
You are this week the bearer of good news for most people, are you not?
I am. Yeah.
All right.
Market got its bounce back, which after the tariffs, that just freaked a lot of people out. But we kind of knew as we chatted each Monday that it was going to be okay.
Yeah.
It's actually going to be a good thing.
Well, now that's the weird thing, too, because we had, it seemed like months of people who told us they knew exactly what they were talking about and how these tariffs were going to destroy everything. And the one outlier was President Trump going, "No, seriously, hold my Diet Coke. It's going to be just fine." And from the looks of it, we need more Diet Coke because it's just fine.
Yep. And market's doing well. Hitting over the last probably month or two, multiple times hitting all-time highs. So
yeah,
it's nice.
I like that.
Good news.
Yeah, that is good news. And one of the things I'm curious about, though, I'm looking at the jobs numbers. Now, you know, Harry is, what's the polite way to say it, in between engagements. And I would like him to be as gainfully employed as possible because I want him out of my house. So I take a look at, look, Carl, I love him, but I would love him more from a distance. That's all I'm going to say. So where are we with the jobs reports? Anything good, bad, or indifferent we should be thinking about?
Well, that's the sort of positive side of that is that it potentially is going to help Powell to lower interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's, you know, we're still getting, when I say everybody, the mainstream media.
Right.
we're still getting a lot of reports that inflation, because of the tariffs and all that, is going to ramp back up. Maybe a little, but again, it's kind of a short-term thing.
Okay.
And it's not going to get back like it did for a while there under
right.
Biden. Crazy
yeah.
inflation.
Yeah.
So, jobs, I think there's going to be plenty of opportunity for jobs. And that's
okay.
mostly because my feeling about AI, robotics, all of that, I think that's going to put people out of work and people just retiring early. Baby boomers say, "I'm close enough to retirement." Right. I'm financially free. I don't think I'm going to mess with going back into the job field. And so we'll have more of that happening, stepping out. And that's part of what happened in the jobs numbers recently, too. There's over 10,000 baby boomers a day retiring.
Wow. Ooh. You know, there could, in theory, be 10,001. The only thing that concerns me, let's say I say tomorrow, you know what, that's it. I'm taking these headphones and I'm hanging them up. I'm done. But then I have to think about health care, right? Because that Medicare, Medicaid, whatever it is, that doesn't kick in till you're 65. How are people positioning themselves for, I don't know, 2, 3, 10 years? If they are retiring early, they're going, hey, I got the money. I'm financially free. No guarantee they're going to be healthy for the next 5 or 10 years.
That's why we do insurance planning, Jeff. So currently, if you structure yourself correctly, and Harry should learn this, Roth IRAs are awesome. Because if you're just living on money out of your Roth IRA, maybe a little bit out of savings, and just chilling, but, oh my gosh, I need insurance, then under the Affordable Care Act, you can pretty much structure your income so that what you're paying for that health insurance is $50 a month.
Oh, interesting.
So there are ways to figure that out.
I like that. Okay.
I
like that. Carl Carlson is joining us. Now, Carl is my financial advisor, my financial planner, my financial guru. I don't know, whatever the official title is. And Carl, do you mind if I share with everybody the fact that you sent me a text? By the way, how much is in your Odyssey 401k? And what was my response? You got me? I don't know. I should probably look at that thing every once in a while, huh? I really am
Fortunately,
your worst client.
If you listen to me, a while back, you would have invested it the way I instructed you to, which I'm certain you did.
I absolutely do.
I know it's doing well.
Yeah, no, I absolutely do whatever it is you tell me to do. And then, now I got to figure out what the heck my username and password are, because I'd like to get you those numbers. How often should I be looking at something like that? You tell me. Now, you look at this stuff every day. I couldn't do that. My head would explode. How often should I be looking, say, at my 401k for this company and somebody else is in, you know, their situation? How often should they check?
You don't have to if you're working with us, because I'm checking in on that for you. I instructed you how the best fund to choose in there or funds. And so you've done that. And so whenever we get together, I double check it just to make sure something didn't. Once in a while, people will forget to say, well, the new money that I'm contributing, make sure to invest it the same way. So we'll check in on things like that. But once you got it set, we're watching it and making sure it meshes with your investments that you have with us and all that's working together.
Okay, well, I like that. I like that a lot. Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. You mentioned Powell, the chair of the Fed, at least for the next couple of months. He indicated that he is now open to cutting interest rates. What are you thinking? Is that 25 basis points, 100 basis points, 1,000? I mean, what is he looking at doing, really?
I would kind of say 25 basis points if he does.
Okay.
You know, I feel like sometimes he's maybe doesn't like Trump, so maybe he tries to do some things that would piss off Trump. I don't know.
Really? What on earth could ever give you that impression, Carl Carlson? Gosh.
I don't know. I just kind of get that feeling.
You are... So, an astute observer of real life. That's what it is. Yeah. All right. So a quarter point. Does that do anything? Does that help the younger folks buy houses?
A little, maybe, but not necessarily a lot. There's other financial planning that they can be doing that'll help them a lot more.
Okay.
So,
okay.
It's not all about the interest rates.
No. No.
Let me give you a little let me give you just a quick little scenario. If somebody has $100,000, and they figure out between them and their spouse they can save $15,000 a year, and they can earn 15% a year, very possible.
Wow.
In 10 years, they'll have $700,000.
Jeez.
In 10 years.
Yeah.
So, and then it's making $105,000 a year. Now your money is working for you.
Yep.
And that was 9 years. If you get that to a 25% rate of return, which we could see from some of these tech stocks over the next several years, they've been doing it.
Yep.
At 7 years, you can turn that $15,000 a year into $700,000. So you have to figure out, how much do I have? How much can I save? Hey, what if I save it in a Roth? I get that $100,000 moved into the Roth. Then I can be financially free. Everything's in the Roth. I can take it out of there. My insurance for my health insurance is not going to cost me hardly anything.
Yep.
Just getting yourself structured.
I love it.
And,
I love it. Well, I tell everybody, I mean, that's what you're doing for us. You've been doing it for a number of years now. We've got Julia's Bedroom Project gets underway October the 1st. And
all right.
And, yeah, I mean, and that's, again, it's not like I had to go and sell the other kidney. I'm good. I'm able to
save. You're very good.
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that. Well, Carl, remind everybody. Now, I always send everybody first to connectwithcarlson.com, because you do have that free retirement toolkit there. Connectwithcarlson.com. But you and I both know everybody's going to have questions after you you download that and fill it out. Then how do they get in touch with you and the team at Carlson Financial?
Either call us at 844-CARLSON or reach out at carlsonfinancial.com.
I love it. Well, I thank you as one who has been structured by you. Thank you very much, Carl Carlson.
You bet. It's awesome.
Carlson Financial. Good dude right there. 844-CARLSON. It is 446. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 451, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. If you're not following News Radio WRVA over on Instagram, let me remind you to please do so. There's all sorts of stuff going up there. I have no idea what it is, which is probably a good thing. The last thing you want is me involved in any of this stuff. I'm the hired help, kids. I do what I'm asked to do or told to do, and I do it. And then people who know what they're doing take care of the rest of it, which is exactly the way the real world should work. That's what I've decided. I don't need to be involved in everything. But you need to be involved with Instagram and News Radio WRVA. So please go over and follow News Radio WRVA. While you're over there, let me suggest, if you're not yet with me on the various and sundry Jeff Katz social media platforms, something you need to get signed up for. Obviously, Facebook. I still enjoy Facebook and Radio Katz. It says Jeff Katz, but there are, like, I don't know, 150,000 Jeff Katzes. It's a really common name. But you'll look for the one that has the parentheses that says Radio Katz. You can follow that one. That's where I'm putting up the images from Israel. And I've got so many amazing gifts. I'm not going to call them souvenirs, because most of the things were given to me by folks I met in Israel. So I actually have a uniform hat from the Israeli border police. You know, I spent time with one of their major commanders. I forget his title. I think it was section commander. So a big time dude. And he gave me, it's not like a souvenir baseball cap kind of thing. It's their uniform baseball cap. And he gave it to me. And now you know what I'm debating with myself? Because I apparently have way too much time to do this. I'm debating, do I wear it? Because I do wear baseball caps. Or do I not wear it? You know, it's like an issued cap. It has a tag on the side issuing, or it would be issued to one of their officers. So I tell you that simply because I'm going to put some photos up on the Jeff Katz Facebook page. And, you know, you can let me know. Let me know what you think. I did put up a brand new lapel pin. One of the members of the Knesset, Speaker of the Knesset, in fact, gave me what amounts to a lapel pin. Well, it is. It's a lapel pin worn by the members of the Knesset. Knesset didn't have a gift shop that I was aware of. Maybe they do. We didn't go there. But he gave me that and one of the speaker's official pens. I mean, it's really cool stuff. So I'm just putting that. My whole point is I'm sharing that, not giving it to anybody, but I'm sharing some of the images over there on Facebook. And a lot of my law enforcement guys here in Virginia who helped me out. And I'm talking about the Virginia State Police, talking about the Hanover County Sheriff's Office, I'm talking about Pamunkey Regional Jail. The leadership in each of those organizations, when I reached out to them and said, I'm going to be meeting with some high-level law enforcement folks, they said, well, we're going to give you some gifts. And they each stepped up to the plate. So I've got a little something for each of them. Make no mistake, I'll be returning the favor and looking forward, actually, to being able to do that. I want to say congratulations to the newest Virginia state troopers who hit the road the other day. Official graduation on August the 22nd. I'm very, very proud of this crew. Why? Selfishly, it is the first ever collection of Virginia State Troopers who had Jeff Katz come in and speak to their class. It's was an amazing opportunity for me. Absolutely amazing. You know, I share this little speech, if you will, why would anyone want to do this job? And I was able to share that with the members of the 143rd Basic Session. And I know that they're going to go out and do a great job, reflect very, very, very positively on our beloved Commonwealth. And I am actually looking forward. I've been invited to come in and give that same presentation to the members of the 144th Basic Session. Pretty cool stuff. Tomorrow morning, speaking of cool stuff, my friend Rich Herrera, host of Richmond's Morning News, is going to be here. Please make sure you are listening to Rich tomorrow starting at 6 a.m. It is 4:58. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. It's a good day. It is the first day. I'm going to be brutally honest. The first day that I kind of, sort of, feel like I've gotten back time-wise where I'm supposed to be. Anybody who tells you that the jet lag thing is not real, because I used to think it wasn't real, and then I'm just telling you, at least for me, it was real. Oh, good Lord, was it real. And, well, I'm just going to say that, thankfully, today, for the first time in a long time, I feel like maybe I'm kind of back where I am, where I'm supposed to be. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I did this very quick mission up north. Heidi and Julia are spending a week or so with her mother. And, well, I'm just going to leave it right there. But they are. And I didn't want Heidi to make the drive on her own. I mean, it's like 11, 12 hours. Because you've got to stop. There's Julia maintenance. There's, you know, there's just all sorts of stuff that needs to happen. And while I used to make that drive from Richmond to Boston every couple of weeks myself, I would drive overnight, just me, and it took me about 9 hours. But when you got the whole mishpacha here, it's a long time. So long story short, I asked Harry, I asked Joe, you know, would you please drive with your mom? Well, Joe's back in school. It's local, but he's back in school. So the answer was no. He said it much nicer than that, but the answer was no. And then Harry, the answer was also no. He didn't really say it much nicer than that, but he, you know, he's busy trying to find gainful employment, so he's busy, and I get that. So I said to Heidi, I said, well, what if I make the drive up there? So, well, you can't drive for 12 hours with your back and the rest of it. And that's absolutely true. I mean, I used to drive all the time. I can't tell you how many times I've driven basically Boston to Miami or across the country. God, I've driven across the country probably a dozen times. But I can't do it anymore with the back, you know, because I got to take medicine and then you can't drive. And so I said, well, at least I can sort of be like shotgun, right? And then take care of Julia. So long story short, we did that drive. Every bit of 12 hours up there, and then I took the first plane possible out of Dodge. I got back here yesterday. Yeah, so there you go. All right, but I feel like I'm kind of sort of, you know, back on a normal sort of kind of footing. And my friend Charles Pyle actually came up here to the house for a couple of minutes today. And, I brought some gifts back for some of the guys. Not everybody. Germ, don't show everybody, because then everybody's going to be like, well, where's mine? And it's like, well, I don't like you, so I didn't bring anything back. But the couple of guys that I like, I brought stuff back for. That's not true. Well, it is true. But, I mean, the other part of it's not true. And Charles was kind enough. God bless him. He said, well, you know, I'll take a ride up there if you want. So he came up and he got the gifts for himself and his bride and for Jeremy and for Rich. And honest to goodness, Jeremy, I spent so much time looking for a small Donald Trump kippah for our mutual friend Sam Newsman. I did. I really did. Now I purchased the final two, apparently, Donald Trump and Make America Great Again yarmulkes in Israel, and I had to haggle for them. So it was, but I got them, and so they're mine. And so poor Sam doesn't have one at the moment. Do you remember Mark Warner, the ever constipated Mark Warner? I swear to you, every time I look at the guy, I'm thinking, dude, you Metamucil. Because he always looks like he's trying to do a grumpy, and he just hasn't had enough fiber in his diets, you know? And, so he's running for re-election. I want you to take a listen. Cut number one, please.
Senator, I understand what courage it takes to take on this challenge. Senator, I don't want to be a lifelong politician. My view of public service is something you do for part of your life. Not all of your life. That's why I've said that if I'm elected to the United States Senate, I will serve no more than two terms. Because I think the value of our system is that it's constantly renewed by new ideas and fresh people. So, Senator, don't lecture me about what the role of the United States Senator is. I know that role.
Do you? Because I would count that first part where you said you would run for no more than two terms as, well, technically speaking, a lie. What is this, his fourth term he wants now? It's got to be his fourth term, right? Germ, just play it again. We're not going to play the whole thing, but they just hit that one more time.
Senator, I understand what courage it takes to take on this challenge. Senator, I don't want to be a lifelong politician. My view of public service is something you do for part of your life, not all of your life. That's why I've said that if I'm elected to the United States Senate, I will serve no more than two terms.
Liar! All right, that's all. I don't need to hear anything. Yeah, okay. But come on, man. Are you kidding me, right? Yep. Anyway. All right. Mr. and Mrs. Mika. You know who they are. Mr. and Mrs. Mika Brzezinski from, what is it? It's still MSNBC. How long is that staying? Because they decided they're getting rid of that. What is it going to be? Ms. Now or something? S Now? Which is even dumber than MSNBC. But the brand is so freaking toxic. Totally toxic. That they're NBC, the NBC property is being spun off. CNBC gets to keep the NBC and CNBC because it's not nearly as bad as MSNBC. And the people who are doing the spinning said, last thing we want is NBC still an MSNBC. But that's where Mr. and Mrs. Mika are right now. Cut number two.
Well, Mike Allen, Axios has new reporting on Trump's vision for America in a new piece entitled Trump's Identity Project. It reads in part, quote, the MAGA movement's obsession with American identity and Western civilization is shaping federal policy far more than in Trump's first term, fueling a reckoning over who belongs and what history should be remembered. Tell us more about that report.
Yeah, Mika and Joe, thank you for taking a personal interest in this important story. And what we're seeing is a much more rigid definition of what it means to be an American. This is being pollinated and enforced by the Trump administration, and proudly so. They will tell you that they are doing this. So where in the past, Americans would talk a lot about diversity being our strength, in the second term, we're hearing much more about Western civilization, about American identity. And why this matters is that this is an operationalization of the vision that President Trump has been talking about as long as you've known him, as long as he's been running. Great reporting in this story by my colleagues, Tal Axelrod and Zach Basu. This operationalization includes museums where we see the Smithsonian being scrubbed for alignment with American ideals. We see this in applications for visas, where the applicants are being checked for anti-American ideologies. And third, we see this in a new question for citizenship applications, an assessment of whether they're of good moral character. And what the White House says about this is people want to be proud of America. People want to have pride in America. And I can tell you that the MAGA folks in my inbox and in my conversation say, this is what we voted for.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, dude, this new thing that, I don't know, Mr. Mika or Mrs. Mika, I can't really tell the two of them apart. But anyway, one of them was whining about, this new requirement. That new requirement was imposed in 1970. That new requirement from 1970 could, in fact, be putting in retirement papers in a couple of years. So don't give me that crap. And the idea that we should just admit people willy-nilly when they're already on the record talking about how much they hate America and want to destroy it. What are you, stupid? Really? How stupid do you need to be?
Well, I think we should admit as many people as possible who state clearly that they'd like to do harm to us.
Well, you're an idiot. No, I want people who want to come to America because they want to come to America because they see the potential, the opportunity, they understand the greatness of America. And they're not interested in turning America into the same sort of disaster of a country that they're fleeing or attempting to flee or saying that they want to leave while they follow the rules. That's all. You go to sell your home. Let's rephrase that. Homes are being sold in your neighborhood. Who do you want to buy your home? You want somebody who says, man, this is a nice neighborhood. And I'm attracted to this neighborhood. Good neighbors. I'm going to make sure that the lawn is mowed and the paint is done. I may need a painter, by the way. I'm just sharing that. But, you know, this is maintained. The trash is taken up. Or do you want the guy who goes, yeah, I bought the house, but I don't really care about the neighborhood, so I'm just going to be putting a whole bunch of crap outside and tough. We'll just bring all the property values down. No!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You want people who take pride in the community. This is the pride in the community writ large. That's it. 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 522, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. We've got some very interesting stuff coming to town with the late Princess Diana. Now, I have always been fascinated with that entire story. No, I really have. I can remember being on the air up in Boston when she died. And it was a huge story. I'm not one of those, I really care about the royal family stuff, because, you know, I was totally on board with Brexit version 1.0, you know, 1776, when we told the Brits to get their stuff and get out. I'm a proud American, but I've always been fascinated with it. We've got friends. In fact, we have a good friend of ours. Part of the reason that Heidi is up in Boston right now, we have a friend of ours who's coming over. He's going to spend, I think he's spending about 3 weeks with us. And just a really nice, solid dude, Pete. You've actually heard him on In the Garage, because Pete loves cars. And my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, and I said, hey, come on in some Saturday morning, because he was visiting. You know, we visit there and he visits here and blah, 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 blah. But anyway, I don't have anything against the British, per se, except, well, you know, they're British. I mean, other than that, they're good people. And so with all of that, I've always been fascinated, though, with the royal stuff. And if we've got this, it's an exhibit involving Princess Diana coming to town. So we're going to talk a little bit about that at 5:35. I think that's going to be a good deal of fun. Very, very interesting. I've got to share. I'm not doing MSNBC again, because I would have to give you the official warning. I know, and I apologize, I didn't give you the official MSNBC warning before Mr. and Mrs. Mika there, but I was so wound up. ABC, which at least on the national level still purports to be news, although it's kind of hard to tell. Jonathan Carl is, I don't even know what his title is now, but all he does is knock Trump. So take a listen to the latest, cut number four.
There is an element of this with Trump setting a trap for Democrats, but Democrats are walking into the trap. When Democrats argue, oh, actually, statistically, crime is a little bit down since 2023, and they don't acknowledge that crime is
intolerably
high.
But Trump draws the line by saying things that just aren't true. I mean, Trump is not telling the truth about the crime stats.
You know, look,
crime stats might be down, but there are many cases
in which Trump lies even more than most politicians.
Mm. But he says, this is the worst ever.
But the way Democrats handle it also matters. And they are making themselves look more out of touch with the way they're responding to it.
You also just have to open your eyes. I mean, look, D.C. looks a lot different than it used to. I mean, I used to live here. I moved because my house got robbed. My car got stolen. And this was before it got bad. So, I mean, there's that element.
So, and by the way, I'm old enough to have been here in the 90s when it was actually really, really bad. But
yeah. Yeah, when I was here, it was even more bad than when you were here, and we had more murders, and now we still have a lot of murders, but Trump's a liar. Okay, thank you, Mr. Carl. Hit the showers, kids. 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Good grief.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. There you go. Yes, it is. All sorts of stuff coming up. We've got Labor Day 1 week from today. Please be aware of that. And I would imagine most of us are going to have some sort of a long weekend. Are you doing anything in particular for Labor Day? Are you going to try and squeeze something in? you know, when Heidi and I lived in other places and weather really did change around Labor Day, it was okay. You know, you just kind of got it and things changed weather-wise. But here, let's face it, we've got easily got another month of weather that is going to be suitable for the beach, for outdoor stuff. So I don't know that Labor Day has exactly the same feel, like that same end of summer feel that I have certainly experienced through the years in other places. But we'll talk a little about it as we head through the next couple of days. Joe Moreno is going to be here tomorrow, former federal prosecutor. Exactly what is going on. There's still a lot of discussion about all of this, this lawfare stuff. And that will be tomorrow with my friend Joe Moreno. I am fascinated to this day with the entire Princess Diana thing. I am. And I don't know, I'm not somebody who's like some fan of the royals or stuff like, but God, there's just something about her and her life and her look and the whole feel to her that draws so many of us in. Now, we're about to get a very special peek into all of this. It's coming up on Saturday at Mooney Hall over at the Dominion Energy Center. And the folks who are behind this are joining us. I want to make sure I get the names right, and I apologize if I screw it up. Well, I'm going to start with the easy one. Richard Darlton. That's an easy one. But Renea Plant. Renea, have I screwed up the first name?
Just a little bit. It's just Renee. But Renee. Yeah, Renee. Renee Plant. Yeah, hi, Renee Jeff.
Hi, Renee. Hi, Richard. Thank you guys for being here.
Hi.
Tell us a little bit about what it is we're going to see on Saturday as we come down to the Dominion Energy Center.
Renee Eagle.
Yeah, so Richard and I are flying in to come and do a really special honoring Diana's life and legacy. She's been passed 28 years ago on the 31st. And so we're flying down to Richmond and we're bringing a book that we've written called It's All About the Hair, My Decade with Diana. And that's because Richard actually worked with her and was her, you know, personal hairstylist for over a decade. And we're every also day. Bringing a falcon dress every day. a falcon dress that she wore, which is in the Princess Diana Museum's collection, as well as the famous black sheep sweater that she wore in 1983. That has not been seen in public before. And so we're really excited that everybody can come down to the Dominion Center on Saturday. The doors open at 12 o'clock. And Richard and I will be there talking all these stories that he's so eager to share that no one's ever heard before.
Well, I love the whole idea. But now, Richard, I know you've never shared them before, but share a couple. What was she like day in and day out?
Well, you know, everybody said, well, you know, again, what was she like? She was absolutely incredible and more so in real life than anyone ever knew. I mean, she was the most genuine, sweet, you know, great sense of humor, a very naughty sense of humor. But anyway, it's all in the book. And we're signing the book after the event on Saturday.
Right.
And as I say, it's called It's All About the Hair, My Decade with Diana. And it literally was every day. I probably saw more than her husband did. But that's another story.
Well, now, wait a minute. All right, don't run right past that one, Richard.
You've got to be there on Saturday.
Well, I'm going to be there on Saturday, and I'm going to get my book signed and all of that good stuff. But you can't just leave that hanging out there. Where was he? What was he doing? And was he with whoever Mrs. King
probably,
Charles is now?
Probably, yes. Yeah, you know. Yeah. You know, he stayed in Highgrove most of the time, and she lived, you know, her base was the Kensington Palace in London. And I saw her every morning for, you know, as I say, near 10, 12 years. I met her when she was 17.
Did you really?
So I knew her quite well. She was a wonderful, wonderful lady.
You know, sitting here in the United States, and we're joking a little bit, but the truth is, Renee Plant, Richard Darlton, who are coming with this fascinating story, we in the United States, we have some people here in the States who are all into your royal family, and there are some of us who, in all candor, are not. I mean, I was all on, you know, I was all on board with what I call Brexit version 1.0, 1776, when we told you guys, get your stuff, get out. But I'm still fascinated with her story. She, you tell me a little bit, Renee. Was it just? It wasn't just the hair. It wasn't just the image. There was something that seemed so genuine about her that drew in even those of us who are not royal people.
Yeah, well, I was fortunate enough to have met Princess Diana myself as a 12-year-old growing up in Australia. So I'm part of that Commonwealth and the monarchy, and I was influenced by that. I actually got to meet her a second time when I was 18 years old, and both times she reached up, shook my hand, and she had this ability to make you feel like you were connected to her, even with a look of an eye, the touch of a hand. She was just, she had this, and I've done over 50 interviews with the Princess Diana Museum, which is an online museum, and I've curated over 2,700 pieces that are all historical, all belonging to her, that represent her whole trajectory of her life. And she was only with us for 16 short years. And when you look at the level of the compassion, the kindness, the humanitarianism that she had on such a global scale, she's been gone 28 years right now, and there's no one today that I feel has ever stepped into that shoes on that level that she had the ability to do. And she had
no
a
one
gift.
Will
she
ever
just
will.
Knew that she was, yeah.
Renee, do you think it was because, as Richard alluded to, although the full story is in the book, it's all about the hair, and you do have to purchase that on Saturday. I'm trying to help you out. I want to move some product for you. But, Renee, is it possible that part of her devotion to the community, part of her interest in all of this, was because she's married to a guy who, how do I say that? He just didn't seem to be all that much about her after the marriage. You know, she seemed to have a lot of free time to go out and, you know, she used it well, but...
Yeah. I feel she found her true calling, like when she was right at the peak of when she passed away. She was in her prime. She just wanted to be loved. I mean, Richard will tell you, she just craved love. She wanted to be loved. And then I've got handwritten letters that she's done where she admits, she's like, there's three of us in this marriage. And I felt, you know, she's just a very vulnerable. I think people connected to her because of her vulnerability and being so open about certain things like the bulimia and I'm depressed and things that people, I'm going to reach out and touch people with, you know, AIDS and shake their hand without a glove. That was huge back in the 80s. And, you know, it was all these little, and the landmine stuff, but she just knew she had this ability to affect people in such a kind, caring way and humanitarian level that I think we've missed right now. Like, everyone's so divided, and I feel like she brought everyone together all around the world, which is why, you know, everyone knows where they were when she passed. Anyone I interview says, I know exactly where I was, and they can explain it. Like,
absolutely. Look, Renee, I mean, again, it's 28 years, as you point out. I know where I was. I was on the air in Boston at WRKO, and we talked about it extensively. And we had so many people. It was interesting because we had such a large Irish expat community in Boston who, not exactly fans of the royals necessarily, but they were weeping on the air because there was something about her that, and this sounds insulting, and Richard, I'm going to ask you to handle this one, and I don't mean it insulting, but she seemed almost childlike, like just a little girl who was caught up in this fantasy of being a princess, but with all of the real responsibilities that went along with it.
Well, I think in the beginning she didn't have any idea what she was getting into, because nobody would help her. You know, but luckily I was there, and, you know, we turned her into this fashion icon and our humanitarian. Everything she did was just amazing. I mean, there was nobody else like her, not in my lifetime anyway.
I was going to say, what do you think about her sons? Are they carrying on her legacy?
William is definitely carrying on. He's you know, he was such a great kid. I did his first haircut, and Harry, you know, and now I suppose I can say I did the King's hair as well, but, you know, that's not going to end up in the Tower of London. But, no, William was incredible. He was very funny.
Well, and I did write to William and Harry before starting the Princess Diana Museum back in 2014 and let them know that this was my intention to honor her life and legacy in this way. And they did write back and give me their blessing. And so I would not have gone on this journey like, you know, acquiring all her pieces, because I felt like she was getting whitewashed from history right after her death, like to make way, obviously, for Camilla. And there was no one really respecting all these pieces that were just scattered all across the world aimlessly with no real value behind them. And so it's been my mission to literally put it all together. And obviously in the book, which is really cool, there's these QR codes. And what happens is Richard will share a story, and then there's a QR code down the bottom, and then it links you out into a, into the piece that's actually in the museum. So you can actually, it's like an interactive repository, actually. Yeah, it's really cool.
That is very cool. Now, Renee, you said you set out to obtain all of these pieces, all of these items. That can't be inexpensive.
No, it's definitely not, but it's been a slow and steady progression, obviously, over 10 years. Yep. But I'm very fortunate enough to be able to, you know, to do it one by one and very slowly. But these pieces are so historical and really important. And when you get to weave all these pieces through to tell her life, all the way from her childhood, I've got baby shoes, baby dresses that she wore that she gifted to a mother in Knightsbridge who was homeless. She just was such a giving person the entire time. And, you know, I'm really excited. We are coming and bringing the Princess Diana Museum out for in public for the first time next year. It will launch in September 26th, and that will be an absolute dream come true, honestly, to see it all out there to the public. And it gives back to children's charities. So, you know, we're honoring all the kids and the charities that Diana, you know, believed in when she was around, and kind of through her life and legacy, we want to continue to give back at that level.
I love all of this. So we get the chance to jump ahead of that. We're going to be at the front of the queue. It is 1 o'clock this Saturday at the Dominion Energy Center. For folks who want to check out this Princess Diana Museum online first, can they do that? Renee, how do they do that?
Yes, it's online and accessible anywhere around the world. And you just go to princessdinamuseum.org and you'll go and see all you can just, it's a membership because it's a donation. We're a 501c3. And so all the money helps, you know, continue to preserve all these pieces. But you'll get to see them all in 3D, which is really, really fun. You can get interactive all the way through. And you hear all the interviews I've done with people that were around her while she's alive, which are really, really incredible.
I love that. All right. Now, Mr. Darlton, you are all about the hair, My Decade with Diana, her royal princess of Wales. Do we need to purchase the book online first, or will you have some copies there?
No, there will be copies there.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys on Saturday. Thank you so much.
We are looking forward to coming to Richmond.
Yes, we're looking forward
to it. Yeah.
You, Richard, will have to tell us what the deal is, what's happened to William's hair in the time since you've actually been responsible for it. And
But mine used to like look like his, but I had a transplant, so I've got all this hair now. I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
I love it. Well, thank you guys so much. Look forward to seeing you on Saturday. That is Richard Darlton as well as Renee Plant. Now, these are two really funny people. They're smart people. You may or may not be a Princess Diana person. I'm just telling you, 28 years after she was killed. I mean, we all, if you are of a certain age, remember exactly where you were when it happened. You remember details about her. Many of us, myself included, I mean, big, tough guy, blah, blah, blah. I always felt sorry for her. I always felt like she was somehow just not being treated properly, even though here she was a member of the royal family. So this is going to be pretty cool on Saturday again at the Dominion Energy Center. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. You know how I was bragging just a couple of moments ago? Time. I finally got my handle back on time with the jet lag and sorry, Germ, but what are you going to do? Jeff, liberalism is, in fact, a mental disorder incarnate. All right. You know, the thing is, classical liberalism, no. It may not be my thing, but I'm totally okay with it. But there's this progressivism, there's this uber leftist crapola. That's the dangerous stuff. Let's see, Jeff, MSNBC wouldn't exist and CNN would be nonpartisan if Roger Ailes hadn't decided that Nixon was railroaded by the media and created Fox, I guess is what he... Oh, yeah, a completely Republican news station. Blame Fox News and Rush Limbaugh for partisan news. Chris in Highland Park. Chris, that's ridiculous. Every single thing that you just wrote there is completely and totally untrue and without question. Ridiculous. But otherwise, thank you very much for visiting the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Tomorrow morning, my friend Rich Herrera will be here hosting Richmond's Morning News. Please make sure you are tuned in for that. Tomorrow afternoon, we've got Joe Moreno, smartest lawyer on God's green earth, former federal prosecutor, will be talking about the lawfare against President Trump. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.